And here we go. Every day about this time, we take advantage of the opportunity to just bask in the infinite wisdom of author, columnist. He's yawning.
Yeah, you're not basking.
Sure.
No basking.
Yes.
There's no basking occurring.
Baseball Hall of Fame voter Mark Kreidler. These, of course, are questions for Kreidler. Let's start with the big trade after this big Boston Celtics Cleveland Cavaliers trade. Who's under more pressure next year, LeBron or Kyrie?
Oh,
it's all part of the Kyrie frustration.
It's Kyrie, not close. LeBron has a certain amount of pressure every year, so this isn't going to be particularly new to him. He also is going to be the guy about whom it's thought, well, he took away his best player and, you know, gave him a guy who maybe he'll play well with or not. So his pressure, he probably feels more pressure than pressure is placed upon him because he knows the clock is ticking. For Kyrie, this is one of those moments, and there aren't too many in a guy's pro career where I think people will be turning to him and say, okay, this is what you wanted. Now, perform. This is what you said you wanted. You wanted out of a shadow. You got moved not to a bad team to be out of the shadow, but actually to a contender, so go ahead and perform.
If I were allowed to disagree, which I'm not, because that would be disrespectful during questions for Kreidler.
Actually, you are allowed, so please
go ahead. If I were, just theoretically, I might disagree on the grounds that I think LeBron holds himself to such higher standards that I think he's always under more pressure.
That's a way of looking at it.
Because, I mean, he's if he didn't win a championship, it's like, you made the finals again, big deal.
Yeah, you could be right. My feeling on it is that Kyrie is about to be severely judged, and you just know it because you can see it coming because we've been doing sports for a long time, and you could see how the conversation has shaped. The conversation it was driven this summer was, wait, what? Kyrie wants out. Kyrie is breaking up things in Cleveland. Kyrie wants to leave. So it's all about Kyrie, and the question now becomes, what do you do with your freedom? You were given it.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that I don't know whether the players will feel that because I don't know. I have no idea what Kyrie does or doesn't internalize. But I think in terms of the conversation, I think the narrative is going to be absolutely about Kyrie and the Celtics.
Coming up top of the hour, we'll talk about a guy who's just thrilled with this trade because he was not a part of it. All right, Mr. Baseball, let's see.
Next question.
Thank you, Cam Newton. If you had to name your kid, and your kid's named after Ryan Klesko, right? Is that right? Or
that's a great possibility without being true.
It's not true.
Yeah, it's
because you hear that a lot.
True. Yeah,
that Ryan Kreidler was named after former Braves and Padres slugger Ryan Klesko.
Yeah, again,
he was a giant. For
tempting
a while,
to think that, but
not
true. Without it actually being close to.
Okay,
true.
But if you had to name your kid after one active major league player, which player do you pick and why?
Question for Kreidler. Question for Kreidler. Ryan Howard's out. I think.
I'm not saying you'd rename Ryan Kreidler.
I realize that.
Yeah.
I realize that. For a couple of different reasons, there are a couple guys I would consider. I know this is heresy because it's the Dodgers, but I love Corey Seager.
Wow.
I wouldn't name him after Corey Seager, but I love Corey Seager. Because I just think he is just an all-out gamer player.
Would you go Corey Kreidler or Seager Kreidler?
Probably Corey. I'm not Tony Romo, so I would go probably first name. And I would consider, and again, this is just because this is a player I love to watch play, and I would love to be able to explain, well, I named him after Nolan Arenado because he's what I want a player to be. He's full effort. He has great talent. He takes his defense as seriously as he takes his offense. He's a good teammate. He knows what it's like to be on bad teams without quitting. Like, he represents a lot of what I like in baseball. But in the end, I would name him after a guy who I don't even know if he's going to be great.
So it wouldn't even be either of those two guys?
No, I would name him after Trey Turner because I think that's the coolest name in baseball right now. I think Trey Turner is an awesome baseball name.
Trey Turner Kreidler or just Trey
Kreidler?
It'd
probably be Trey Turner Kreidler, yeah. No, actually, that'd be stalkerish. So it'd probably just be Trey something else Kreidler.
Mm-hmm.
Love the name Trey. We have a longtime family friend whose name is Trey, who I coach, Ryan's teammate. Love him, love his family. So I have a positive association with that name anyway. And I love Trey Turner's name. It's a cool name.
By the way, speaking of your family, pardon me, I saw a member of your family on TV last night. You know, the Giants game was – it was an interesting comeback late by the Brewers, but popping around, what's on? Yeah, and it's Chopped. They had couples on Chopped. There's Henry Hynoski. I'm whoa. Henry Hynoski is on Chopped? That's Kreidler's cousin or something.
Well, it's Colleen's cousin. And Henry is the former New York Giants fullback, and he married just the most wonderful woman. Her name is Laura. I don't know how they wound up on Chopped. I think they crapped out pretty fast on Chopped, if I remember correctly.
I didn't even make it through the first basket.
That was a little bit of a tough hang with them, and we were watching, you know, with interest because we had a vest. This was what you saw was a re-air of a much older show, but we too had a hard time hanging in there because it just wasn't. Well, Rob, they're not professional chefs, and a little bit of the spark goes out of that show when it's just like these were all newlywed couples.
The funny thing about that show is here's 12 seconds to make a souffle, you know, with squid eggs or something. And they do it, and they go, well, it's really undercooked. And they show the chef, and they go, oh. They had 12 seconds to do it. Of course it's undercooked, genius.
How did I fail you? Yes. Yeah, so Henry and his wife did that show. They're an awesome young couple. Anyway, he's a great example of what you can do in your life as a professional athlete, by the way.
Played three years.
Played 3 years.
It's got a ring, right?
Like he played 12. He got a Super Bowl ring. He signed one good contract, and he signed one $1 million contract. But he walked away with every penny he'd made in the NFL because he made enough, as lots of players do, by making, you know, off day appearances and things like that. He used that money to pay all the basics. And he'd been advised by a couple of the older Giants. I think, God, I want to say it was Brandon Jacobs was one of the guys who told him, this is what you do as a young player.
He might want to spend some of that money on, I don't know, cooking lessons based on what I saw.
You taking a shot at my wife's family? Right here on the radio? Are you kidding me?
You're the one that told me he was terrible.
Well, I just said the show wasn't great.
Oh, okay.
I know that they didn't win.
Okay.
Chopped, brutal show, by the way. Just a
I think
show.
It's a terrific show.
I bet you do.
I do.
It just has the right pinch of mean for you.
Oh, that's nothing. Cutthroat Kitchen is mean.
I don't want to do that.
No, that's mean.
That. You can. I could barely handle the Great Food Truck Race. I hate to see people disappointed, Rob. That's just how it is.
Speaking of TV, how is this, Kreis? That's your question. How can this be? How does The Rock get $650,000 for each episode of Ballers on HBO when Julia Louis-Dreyfus only gets $150,000 per episode of Veep? How can that be?
Not every question in the universe has a great answer. He's The Rock and she's not. That's all I can tell you.
That show wins awards.
It's not about quality. It's not about quality. It's about The Rock. It's not about quality. You know that. Veep is one of those shows that we all think, oh, it's fabulous. And the mass of Americans say, what? Is that even on? Seriously, here comes Emmy time. Well, Veep's winning again. Veep? Right? 90% of America is going, wait, what? But if I tell you The Rock's in something,
Ballers.
Everybody's going to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just eyeballs. Sorry for Julia Louis-Dreyfus, although... I bet she's got some sort of co-producer. She's got money in that.
Yeah, and she's probably not
she's
like
she's got
she
skin
needs
in
it.
The game.
Not like she's hurting for Jack.
No.
By the way, there's a guy that I used to, he was a DJ, my first like internship. I worked with this, Don Blue was this DJ in San Francisco. And now he's kind of, you know, he's looking for some stuff to do, pretty much done with radio. But he told me he got a job on Ballers. They needed somebody to be an NFL owner and just stand in a room with a bunch of other guys that looked like owners. And he got more money because he said, yeah, I'll smoke a cigar. They paid you more money, and I forget what he got. But they paid you more money. If you smoke a cigar, you get more money.
How do I get in on this? That's a great, you
and
know.
I don't think he had any lines or anything, but he was on Ballers.
Wait till those residuals start rolling in. 27-cent check. It's going to be awesome. Good for him. Listen,
that's not a very good answer. You're not making me feel any better about
you know the truth.
Julie Dreyfus and The Rock.
Can't help you. I mean, there are a lot of quality shows that don't make money. She was part of a quality show that made a ton of money, so she's going to be okay
right,
in the end.
Right. And I guess it's not like, see, it's not that, oh, that's $150,000 per episode. That's nothing. It's just that how is he getting so much more than that?
Right. Well, that I couldn't, I mean, HBO can do what it wants, but HBO is driving viewers to its network in ways that Veep will never do. Veep's like a really good NBC comedy, except it's on cable.
Mm-hmm.
And The Rock is The Rock. That's all. It's not really, it's not more, don't overthink it. That's all. Just don't overthink it.
All right. Coming up next, those are questions for Crowther for now. We didn't even get to Robert Lee, the football announcer. I have to talk about Robert Lee, the announcer,
yeah,
who was taken off of an upcoming Virginia game.
I think he might have been taken off all future Virginia games. It's quite a story.
Well, we'll have to come back around to that.